Marty Hawk, good morning. How are you? The county councilwoman checks in with us. Monroe County Fall Festival, very busy weekend out your way.
It sure is, and it's one that we really look forward to every year, and so many people work so hard to make this a successful weekend. It just makes you feel good to be a part of your own hometown. Grew up watching the Fall Festival parades, and let me tell you, they used to come in from all over the state. We had so many bands, they would just line up. They'd come from Indianapolis and everywhere. It was a parade like none of the rest of the parades around could ever hope to do. I just wish we could do it that way again.
Everybody's got their own festival and parade now. I think that's the difference. I think that's just how things are these days. Why travel 80 miles when you can do your own right in your own backyard? So yours is still special, and it kicks off Thursday. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and so go away, rain.
I'm going to do my best. I did a pretty good job last weekend with having nothing to do there, so I don't want to get too confident in my abilities, but I have nothing to do with that. You know that, right? We're hoping when we hit refresh, we've got better news, and we hope, you know what, sometimes this stuff blows in, blows apart, doesn't even get there. You just have to be aware of it. That's the issue we have moving forward. So exciting times out there in Ellettsville, obviously coming up on the weekend. Obviously here in town with the Lotus Festival as well. Very busy, very exciting, and we don't want the weather to bother any of it. You had exciting times at the council meeting last night.
I sure did. It was not the budget hearings this week. It was a regular council meeting.
That's why
meeting.
I said council and meeting, right.
I had a council meeting in the afternoon and then one in the evening, and so it was like a...
It was making sure you weren't bored, Marty.
That's right.
We would not want to have time to be bored. Well, they didn't send out the packet so we would know what was going to be included for our meeting until, I believe it was like yesterday, the Monday before the meeting on Tuesday. So since I'd spent so much time at the other meetings, it was difficult to review everything as thoroughly.
Let me ask a dumb question, because I think the listeners would like me to do this. You get a packet on Monday, whatever time on Monday, your meeting's on Tuesday. Is that adequate time to review, quote-unquote, the packet?
No.
Okay.
It just does not. We're supposed to have it by, I think it's Thursday at noon.
So you have all weekend to review it.
So, right. Well, and so you have time to call the department heads if you have questions or, you know.
Do those department heads work on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, but if you get it on Thursday, you can call them on Friday.
Right. So even if you got it on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock and had questions,
you're
still.
It's going to be difficult. Because you might have some time on
Monday.
And
I understand. This is an unusual time of the year to try to put these
together. Yeah, because the budgets are going on.
Because they're so busy working on budget packets. But because of that, it was just not possible to contact the people that I could have asked questions in advance and asked them to have information ready for us. But because we didn't have it in time, actually, to contact the commissioners, attorneys, and so forth, I was not able to vote in favor of putting in place another $2 million bond because part of the what we sign off on the ordinance, and it's required that it reads that way.
Who requires that?
It's a state requirement, okay. Because it's on every one of these, so it must be a state requirement because it's something that we have to say. And it says, whereas the council finds that the county does not have sufficient funds available for providing in the existing budgets or the tax levies to provide for these projects, so that then we have to go borrow the money. Well, what I wanted them to say, here's where we look for the money. Here's this pot of money, that pot of money, and here's what we'd like to do. But we have something else planned for this money that we have saved back, whether it's a safety net or whether we want to use it for some other thing. But present to us a plan that says, yes, you have looked at all monies available. And you're telling us, the council, that it is not there, or if there's money coming in, we have other plans to do for that money. And to me, I don't see how you truthfully sign off on this and say there is no money, because there is money there. But the project, it was not that I'm against the project list at all. However, there were things on the project list that they want to borrow the money for that could certainly be paid for with the public safety tax, if indeed that goes through. I think we all believe that it will, because they had, like, a vehicle for the sheriff.
Canine, canine unit, sport, right, utility vehicle.
Right, and they had other repairs at the jail.
Body scanners, yeah.
Right, and so there are things in there that could have been covered with the public safety tax. Now, to me, because we don't start this, that we have to wait to have this requested by the commissioners to say, here, we would like for you to approve this bond, then I think that information should have been provided to say, this is where the dollars are, this is where we think we have dollars coming in, but this is how we plan to spend it in other ways. At least put something out there that would assist us in making sure that we're not saying that there's no money when there is money. And the other thing that they're speaking of is remodeling at the youth services building. Now, does that mean that in that house that where some of the people that work for the youth shelter, their offices are, or do they mean it's going to be at the shelter? And it even says it could be some demolition.
Yeah, so, the paper says an expansion of the county youth services building, so whatever that means.
Right. That,
expansion,
well, we've
sounds
got
like
one thing
adding
on
to
the description of projects on in our packet, and another, a little bit different on another project list. So it's sort of hard to determine exactly what they're talking about, but it just appears to me that we need to see something more specific, especially considering this is the second bond.
Yeah, this isn't just the first one. This is your second one, right?
This is the second one, because there's a feeling among some that because the showers building will be paid off at the beginning of next year, that we can just go ahead with that payment as well, the same kind of tax rate, and do these things. And I just wanted to remind folks that when we borrowed the money for the showers building, we said that while we were paying that back, we were not going to be doing these $2 million bonds. Well, that lasted, what, a year, 2 years, something, and then we started doing the $2 million bonds on top of it. And now it's expected that we will do, like, these double bond issues.
So, why not just quadruple bonds? Let's just get $10 million and solve all the problems one time,
Marty,
and be done with it.
What does that mean in terms of our how much money we pay in taxes? What does this mean? I mean, you know,
okay, they'll put a rate to it, and that rate will go towards your assessed value. And, of course, you have to have...
So your property taxes will go up.
It will go up. Yes, we're talking property taxes.
So your property taxes will go up, and is this a... You know, I mean, we're going to have the school bond, the school referendum's going to be on that property tax, correct?
That doesn't go... That's the same one you've had for the last...
That's true.
Yeah,
but,
just pointing that out.
But there is that on there, mm-hmm. And then there's the previous $2 million bond and the bond that we've got for the showers building. Plus, isn't there money that has been added on to that for this new garage that the commissioners had to have?
Well, that's the reason why we're short of capital project dollars.
I wonder.
Because we're paying for that parking garage out of our community capital development fund.
And how
so
much
that uses up so much of that.
How much has that been, how long is that going to be going on for?
Forever.
Yeah, 30-some years, isn't it?
Really, I don't recall the number of years, but it's a very long time.
So instead of having money to do things like putting the roof on the county health department building, what we're doing is paying for a parking garage that's not even going to actually be able to house all the people that needs to have $45,000 per parking space.
Right.
And the public
and, you know,
can't use
it. At some point in time, while I might not be happy about the way that happened, it's sitting there now. We can't pretend. It's just like I-69.
Yep.
It's coming through, folks. It's not, you know, you can't close your eyes and say at some point in time they'll surely finish that road. So at this point, what I want the county commissioners and those folks who want this money to be charged to the taxpayer, I think that we as a county have an obligation to tell the taxpayers this is exactly what it's going to be for, and here's the pots of money that we have, and we don't feel like we can use the existing dollars that we have to do this. Prove it. Show us what your plan is. And, you know, they may very well be able to prove it to me that here, even though we've got this extra money in the rainy day fund, we feel like there's X dollars that needs to be there for a safety net, and show us your plan, what you want to do with this money.
Well, and, you know, I think some of the questions that I have as a member of the public is, how really old are some of these vehicles that they're finding a need to replace? I mean, I currently am driving one that's from 2001. I'm guessing none of your vehicles are that old. What is going on that they haven't been... I mean, what they're talking about here isn't even a totally new roof for the health department building. It's called repairs. I mean, how much money could this be?
Clearly, to be very clear about this, these decisions about what they are going to do is really the commissioner's decisions, because they are in charge of all the buildings, of all the grounds. They are in charge of requesting money for vehicles, and the vehicles are on a replacement plan every so often. So I'm just saying that this does not mean that some of these things
couldn't
really
wait.
Need to happen. What needs to happen is they need to prove to us that the dollars that we have on hand and we are expecting to receive will not cover these. If they prove that, if they show us
but
that...
But shouldn't they also prove the validity of even the expenses? I mean, that's what I'm objecting to here, Marty. I'm sorry. I don't understand why we need a second $2 million bond for work on trails. We have employees who work for the Parks Department. Do you mean to tell me that they are so busy that they can't do any work on the trails? What does that mean?
Well, let me assure you what we have done is we have built trails without thinking and planning ahead. It's not that they haven't thought about it, but there's no method to make certain that those trails can be maintained. So we're trying to put that off onto the Parks Department. We did try to put in some extra funds for that, for the Parks Department, but they're going to be busy just trying to take care of what's there. So I'm not seeing how they could build these trails they're talking about, and plus there might be a whole lot more than just someone coming in and building the trail. There's probably legal work and so forth. And all of that is fine, and people really seem to like these trails. Was not
I like them.
But we have to make sure when we go to the public and say we want this extra tax to pay for these things, that we have looked under every stone to make certain that we're not going for an extra tax where we could have perhaps done it in some other fashion. So that's just my take on that, and I believe that for too long they've just come forward and say, well, okay, here's our other $2 million bond, and we want to do some of these things. And they've just got a quick yes, and it's a done deal. And I believe we need to do better homework on that. This is my thought.
Well, so, I still would like to see a whole lot better explanation of some of these costs and why they're even necessary. I mean, we have metal detectors at the jail right now. Are they not working sufficiently? What is the excuse for that?
I would say that if the jail needs a repair or what it is that they
public
need,
safety.
That is public safety. So we could cover that, like the body scanners for the jail. That's $147,000, and that's
I still want to know why we need it. I'm sorry, Marty. I don't understand this.
I'm not the sheriff, and I really respect when they tell us that something is needed.
If it's such a great idea,
I'm not going to question public safety.
If it is such a great idea, explain to me why. That's all I'm asking.
You'd have
this
to ask
is
them.
Not. This is that's
what,
not.
That's what needs to be presented. Here's what's being requested, and this is what the result's going to be, and so forth.
I'm a taxpayer.
And as far as the county vehicles, I don't have a list in front of me of what vehicles exactly they will be. But indeed, they may at the end of the day convince me that they are absolutely correct.
You just need convincing.
Yes, I need them to show us, prove to us, prove to the public that this is what needs to happen. Now, as far as an additional tax, well, I want to make it clear, what will happen is the tax that you're paying now on property tax to pay off the Showers building, then that will be gone because Showers building will be paid for. So then this other tax to replace it will be to do these things. But that's still $2 million tax bond issue. So I just think it is time for us to be more thoughtful about when we go to the public for more taxes, because we've already seen that we're asking for additional.
Jeff McKim said in the paper that I'm going to read it. He said the county has spent down a lot of its cash reserves on capital projects in the past and wants to protect it moving forward.
Do you feel like the rainy day fund is just like?
What is the definition of down, and is it too low?
That is exactly those dollars that they needed to present. Here's what we have in there now, and here's what we
just not generalizations. You need charts and graphs of showing here is the
right. Just show us where all you look. For instance, last night we moved $2 million for what we were going to, and only the resolution had errors in it, so we had to table it. But we're going to move $2,400,000 over into the rainy day fund, because we have this extra cash in the income tax fund. Well, that means it's going to be setting in rainy day. Do we need it there to protect our operating reserves or not? Let's have a plan. And that's all I'm asking for.
Well,
and I think it's a reasonable request.
It is a very reasonable
request.
Instead
of hurry up and let's do it, let's have a slow down and plan it out.
It is a super reasonable request, and it is only the only... I'm sorry, but I feel like the information that is given to the public is that you're just too stupid to know what we need. And so, therefore, we're going to just take care of this and just shut up and pay the bill. That's what it feels like to me.
The other thing that might be of interest to you was last night there was a resolution presented that wants us to change the way the legislative lines are set, and they want it to be done by citizen committees and so forth. Well, when I looked up the legislation about how it's to happen, that's part of the Indiana Constitution as to how the legislative lines are put together. And so because there has been a lot of people asking for some changes, there was an interim study committee put together at the state level, having Republicans and Democrats, people of majority and minority parties, as well as some citizen appointments and others. I don't have the list, to have a study committee this summer and report back to the legislators no later than, I think I said December 1, about what they could do for an alternative approach to come up with those district lines. Now, you may say, well, who cares about that? But a lot of people care about, is your legislative representative, do you feel like they're representing your area? So there's that concern. But there's
Isn't that what elections are for?
I beg your pardon?
Isn't that what elections are for?
Right. And the point is that the way it's set up, that by the Constitution, is that...
Which Constitution?
Indiana.
The Indiana State Constitution, which cannot be changed without having two consecutive votes on it, more than 1 year, at the state level, and then it has to go to a like a public question kind of thing.
On the ballot.
Think of it, on the ballot. So this is, to mess with the Constitution is not something that should be taken lightly. And I don't think there was conversation, well, let's take a common sense approach, and that makes a lot of sense until you start looking at, oh, okay, what does the law say we have to do? And I understand that there are those who think, well, if you have majority at the state level and it's up to you to set the legislative lines, you know, one might think they might do it in a way that's going to benefit the majority. But that's the reason why we have elections, to decide who's going to be the majority. And the Republican Party has certainly not always been the majority. So, at any rate, I went ahead and voted in favor of the resolution to say that I supported the study group. I didn't like everything that was on the resolution, but at the state level, my Republican counterparts voted to have the study. So. We'll wait and see what comes out of that, but we'll know by December 1.
Well, we'll be sitting here with bated breath, as we
usually
do.
Well, you know what? You may think it won't make a lot of difference, but they make a lot of
difference. Actually,
it
makes a huge difference.
State that affects every one of us.
It makes a huge difference.
Well, we'll see what comes back December 1st, then.
Right, and I'm counting on sunshine for this weekend.
Well...
We're trying to make that happen, but we have to refresh a few more times.
That's exactly right. And luckily, we've got a couple more days to have all that that forecast get jumbled up, hopefully in your favor. Marty, great job as always.
Okay, I have one more thing that I got for advertising. I just wanted to say, you know, I told you the week before that we voted not to put the $5,000 for the new judge.
Yes.
Boy, the courts are not happy.
Why would they be happy? Taking money away from them, yeah.
I think that they felt that we had not given them any heads up about it, and that we don't appreciate their dedication to the community, which is just really sad because, of course, you know, as a county council member, I appreciate the dedication of every one of our departments.
Sure.
Of all of our county employees. So I really regret it. They feel that they're not appreciated. But we'll see. There may very well be a change in that, and they'll reinstate that $5,000, and we'll see what the council wants to do about it.
Well, you'll keep us informed every Wednesday morning just after 8:05, and we thank you as always for your time. Have a wonderful Monroe County Fall Festival this weekend, and we'll get a full report from you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Marty.